The gospel today ends with two abandoned boats full of fish on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. The fishermen from those boats have encountered the greatest treasure of their lives, the person of Jesus Christ. For these men, the boats, the fish, and the former way of life meant nothing compared to the treasure that was Jesus. Perhaps a few other fishermen might have helped themselves to some of the fish from the boats and thought that they were lucky and very blessed. Perhaps another chance passerby helped himself to the abandoned boats themselves and thought that they had found a great treasure. However, the real blessing and the real treasure was a person, the eternal Son of God, not fish or some boats, and that person was walking away with a group of former fishermen. A powerful Christian truth is this: possessing Christ is worth more than the world itself. For us, the real treasure in life is not a boat full of valuable fish, a full bank account, or a huge country estate. We should note that the readings today point out to the fact that God is calling us as well, and the greatest treasure can be ours. So there are at least three beautiful facts about our Christian calling. First, pagans wander, but Christians journey. A person who has no faith in God cannot explain where they came from or where they are going. They are just a chance existence that will fade into oblivion. As such, their life on earth has no other meaning than satiating their basest desires. A great gift of the Christian faith is that life on earth is lived as a journey in time towards eternity. Life as a vocational journey is one of the most prominent themes in all of the Bible. Throughout its sacred pages, men and women are called by God. Abraham was called out of Ur. Moses was called to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. David was called away from his flocks. Mary is called to become the mother of the Messiah. Peter, James, and John are called away from their boats. Each of these people received a divine call, a beckoning towards a divine reality. It took them a lifetime to fully answer that call, a vocational journey. This divine call marked a crossroads in their life. A second point is life is full of meaning and hope. Because of the call, a new mission and purpose awaited them. Anyone who accepts the call of Christ in their life begins a new way of living. No Christian lives an accidental life. No one's life is extra or unneeded. Everyone has a part to play in this divine story written by our Lord. If life is not vocational, then life is merely meaningless chance. We would be mere accidents of nature, a momentary burst of life, but always futile in the end. Those whom Jesus calls to be with him become friends with a mission. What united them was not a hobby or a cause. It was his person, his mystical body, and his call to the kingdom. He came into this temporal world to bring all of us to the eternal world to come. A third point, a relationship with God is very personal. You don't have to be anyone else. Each person's path is unique. No two paths are the same. Each person meets and receives Christ in a new way. The beginning of every person's faith journey begins with a call. It may be quiet and almost imperceptible, yet our soul can hear this call. Our soul begins to desire that which is eternal, a love that lasts forever. We begin to seek it, and maybe not even realizing at first what this is. And then, when we discover the love of Christ and how it matches perfectly with the hole within our hearts, our destiny is made. Only in time do we see just how Christ is leading us to our eternal home. Every person has a journey, and the journey is written both by the person and by God in a mysterious love story that unfolds over time. Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, when he was asked, "How many ways are there to God? How many ways are there to God?" he replied, "As many as there are people. For even within the same faith, each man's way is an entirely personal one." Unquote. Today, the two abandoned boats filled with fish symbolize and show us that we too have an option. Jesus today comes by the shore of your life. He does so in the Word and in the Eucharist. This Mass is a moment when you're asked to decide if you will give up the boat full of life, boat full of fish, that is your life sometimes. Will you let Jesus lead you on a new journey? Christianity is not a series of dogmas and moral norms that a Christian must simply believe and live out. Christianity is faith and love, a total following of a person, the amazing person of Jesus Christ. My first year at seminary at St. Mary's in Houston was filled with adjustments, a lot of learning, and many revelations. When I arrived there, I found out that I was old enough to be a father to everyone and grandfather to several of the young men. But praise God, I was still accepted by my fellow seminarians and treated pretty much like everyone else. I remember well a day in February, most likely President's Day, when we just had Mass and then they gave us the day off. I was looking forward to a quiet day in which I could catch up on my studies and work on all the papers that I had to do. I settled down in my room and started my work early in the morning, but it was not to be. Across the hall, I heard the loud, raucous noises that emanate from those video games in which a cosmic, galactical battle is being waged to save the universe. It was my classmate, Nia Nguyen. Nia was a 22-year-old Vietnamese-American, fun-loving and affable, who loved all aspects of technology and knew how to make all of it work. Many of us depended upon him to keep our electronic devices going. I was trying very hard to fit in and live at peace with my classmates, so I said nothing. I either used earplugs or went to the library. But that's how I accomplished my studies that day. Nia continued to play his video games. I'm not sure that he ever left his room that day. At 10 p.m., as I was headed for bed, I banged on his door and asked him to turn the sound down. He immediately apologized, and I was able to get some sleep. Nia's love for video games caused him to flunk a couple of courses. Thankfully, that shocked him back on course, and he was able to finish seminary. But here is the rest of the story. As I got to know Nia, he told me about his call to the priesthood. When he was in his early teens, he fell in with the wrong crowd and was giving his parents an awful time. He was obviously headed for a life of drugs and crime. Then his parents told him about his birth, something they had never told him before. You see, Nia was born prematurely after just a few months in the womb. At birth, you could have held him in your hand. The doctors and nurses struggled to save him. His parents fasted and prayed like they've never done before. Their prayers were answered, and Nia survived to be a normal young man. So in his early teens, when a troubled Nia was told how he had miraculously survived the hardships of his premature birth, it turned his life completely around. When he understood for the first time how God had saved his life and how his parents had loved him and prayed and sacrificed for him, he decided to become a priest, to dedicate his life to the God who had saved him. In 2016, Nia took vows of chastity, obedience, and to live a simple life as a priest of Jesus Christ. So today, Father Nia Nguyen is a holy priest serving the people of God in the Diocese of Fort Worth, Texas. We've heard how James and John and Simon left their earthly treasure and followed Jesus to become fishers of men. I know that there are some boys and young men here today whom Jesus is calling to be a priest. He's calling you to leave your earthly treasure and follow Jesus and serve his church, the pearl of great price. If he's calling you, listen closely to the words of Jesus. Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men.